How do you get psyched up for a performance?
We pretend that the audience is going to like us, and that gives us the energy to go out and play.
But it quickly dies off.
As soon as we realize what a delusion we're under.
After the first set, then we go back and think of something else to do, you know, and by the last set, we're usually drunk, you know.
Mark's hobby is alcoholism. His aspiration is to be able to play when he's totally smashed. He's not good enough to do that yet, but he's working on it.
Lifelong goal. Yeah.
The playing cuts into his alcoholism a lot.
We don't really drink or do any kind of drugs or anything when we perform.
When we perform.
Right, off stage or something else, we've all along tried to keep fairly straight when we perform.
It's really expensive, and we don't make a whole lot of money.
How do you all relax? How do you let off steam?
We might just get out the lawnmower and cut the grass and sit back and drink a couple Cokes. And between the grass and the Coke, we're all relaxed and ready for another evening of high-voltage Neanderthal rock and roll.
I knew that line would come in handy again someday. As you can probably guess, Dale's the writer for the band. He does our script. In fact, we're all reading from our notes right now, but I lost my page number, Dale. Where are we?
We're right here in the script. See, Shane loses page. Yeah. Dale helps him find it. There it is, right there.
Relaxation. I go to my girlfriend's house when I'm not working with a band. And
that's the same thing I do.
I
go to your girlfriend's house. Funny I don't run into you.
Well, I worship the great bronze god Moloch. And sacrifice an infant every morning. And it's done all right by me so far.
Who plays practical jokes?
Well, we don't play practical jokes. We tend towards impractical jokes more than practical ones. For instance, I remember one night I was sleeping, and I woke up and Shane was trying to put a watermelon in my nose, which I thought was a really good idea for a joke, but not very practical, so I'd have to say we play impractical jokes.
It wasn't your nose. Well, I think I'm pretty well psyched to play another song. How about you guys? What do you guys
say? Yeah, yeah.
What's next?
We got a real spiffy tune Dale wrote. It's called Diamonds in the Dark. And
it's a true story about a man and a woman and a long black automobile and the almost perfect crime.